Hello, I am Sergeant Lucius Jackson. I came to Camp Little, Nogales, Arizona with the soldiers of the 25th Infantry in 1918. We were known as the Buffalo Soldiers back then. Many of us were transferred from the Schofield Barracks in beautiful Honolulu, Hawaii. One of them was my friend and comrade, Levi Biggs. Having never been out of my hometown, Alabama, I loved the Hawaiian paradise. The Army gave me the opportunity to travel. We came to Camp Stephen D. Little to maintain order after the Battle of Ambos Nogales and for years to come. I was a cook and a dog handler in the specialized canine unit with my trusty dog. I loved cooking for the soldiers and my family and friends. My wife Maria, from Sinaloa, Mexico, our 8 children, and later grandchildren, loved my homemade sweet potato pie. Our house was at the top of the East Street, right on the border. I enjoyed my neighbors on both sides of the border. I have great memories of playing baseball with all of them. For those soldiers who raised families in Nogales, we decided to provide our children with a high quality education. We opened a private school for the children of the Buffalo Soldiers called Grand Avenue School, later named Frank Reed School. Many of the children's first language was Spanish due to their mother's Mexican heritage. So the school provided the children with the opportunity to get a fair education in a positive setting. After the Army, I worked in manufacturing and was blessed to live to the age of 98. I even drove my own car until I retired at the age of 95 years old. I saw my grandchildren and children contribute to be leaders in the great city of Nogales and in other communities around the country. My son David Jackson set athletic records at Nogales High School, and my daughter Ida was a nurse. My son John Jackson served on the city council and as vice mayor. I am very proud of all of my family and my service in the Army at Nogales. Myself and many other black soldiers served our country with honor.